This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. John over at Local Splash, sir. Got your text message there. Thought I'd just give you a call instead.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. Good.
Awesome. Awesome. So it still wasn't going through, huh? Just wasn't
no.
taking it? Okay, that's all right. What we'll do then is, for that portion, I'll let our techs know so that way they can just see what's going on. Maybe they can help fill it out. Because your appointment is for tomorrow, I believe. So I want to make sure. We have you set up for... right now. Okay. 1 p.m. PST time for them, so.
What time would that be for me?
So your time zone is central time. So I believe you're, right now you're at, 2:50, about close to 3 o'clock right now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you're 2 hours ahead. So if it's 1 o'clock for them, it's going to be 3 o'clock your time.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then also, I have little things here. I wanted to make sure I close up with you really quick while I have you on the phone. I want to make sure we have everything set on our end. As far as your hours of operations, what would you like to be found for on that?
Nine to seven?
Okay, is that Monday through Friday, though? Or?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay, perfect. 7 p.m. And if you ever need to make adjustments or modifications, just let us know. We can go ahead and do that for you, okay? And then it's important that you understand, in order to get this up and running the way it's supposed to, make sure as soon as this gets activated and you're already working on everything, try to get as quickly as possible 5 Google reviews, okay? So I just want to make sure you understand that, okay? And then let's see here. If you already have Google reviews, they'll transfer over. I just want to make sure I clarify that as well.
Well, I used to have them, but they got rid of them whenever when I did change the algorithm. We used to have about 20.
Right. I remember you mentioning that, actually.
Yeah.
If it still shows on there, then
they'll
transfer over. But they don't. Yeah. Man. Okay. Man, that's weird. Okay, but I'm sure, it'll be really simple to go and get these new Google reviews for you as well, too. So we'll make sure to get this thing up and running, okay?
Now, how do you leave a Google review? I'm never even left one for anybody.
Oh, really? Okay, so let's say if they're calling from Google Guarantee, or not even, any customer on there, any customer that you provide service to, let them know. Say, hey, listen, did you like the service? Great. You can go ahead and leave that review up on Google for me. That'll be greatly appreciated. However you would like to send it to them. Yeah, just talk to them or tell them you could do it by email. However, the more reviews, the better it is for you as a ranking system on Google as well, too. Okay? Because remember, there's only very few, a handful of companies are going to be there. And obviously, more reviews looks a lot better for you anyway, right?
Well, like I said, I've never left one. So can you walk me through the process?
So let's say if I go any company right now.
Let's go to your company.
Okay. Yeah. So let's say I type in Local Splash, right? California. And I want to leave a review. I click on reviews.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yep. And then it says, I believe it's going to say like a little pencil next to it, and it says write a review.
All right. Let's see.
That's pretty much
California.
It. You got it. Yes, sir.
Best SEO agency.
Beautiful. Yep. You should see 780 Google reviews. Do you see something like that?
Hang on a second.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not on top page yourself.
We should be. We're number one on everything.
No, you're third from the top.
Okay, right out here. Here, let me put it into... Oh, are you looking on your iPhone right now?
Well, that's it. Android.
Android? Okay. So I'm not sure if you're able... I don't know how to work it too well. When it comes to Google, if you're looking specific things, Google's going to put it through the algorithm to show what most likely from your current searches to show what's best for you, right? So if you go in incognito mode, it won't save any history. It won't show anything. It'll just show organically of saying, okay, this is the number one person, not to your liking. Does that make sense? So do you know how to go to incognito mode on your phone?
No.
Okay, poop. That's going to be difficult to explain. But, okay, anywho. When you're in there, onto Google there, you'll see the reviews, it'll be 780 at this moment I'm showing right now.
No
reviews on there? So they're definitely not the same one here. I'm going to send you a link. I threw you a text, okay? It's a long link, but it's just so you can see it. Yeah.
And what concerns me is I can't get to it from just a search.
Right, that's what I'm kind of making sure to see what is happening there. And you put local, as in local in the area, splash, like a splash of water, California, right?
Yep.
Every time I put it, number one, all the time.
Well, you're not on this, let's see.
I've never even heard that, yeah. You're the first to tell me this.
No. Let's see. Incognito mode. New incognito tab.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Okay, you're going to go incognito. Block third-party cookies. You know, I need to get rid of this phone. It locks up every time I try to use it.
My wife got me on iPhone now.
Well, this Android is made by Cricket. For Cricket.
Really? Interesting. Huh, okay. How is Cricket? Is it well with the... in your area? Because the...
Well, it's AT&T. So I got, five lines for 160 a month.
No way, really?
Yeah, plus it's all unlimited. Plus I got an iPhone, I get Apple TV Plus for free, and I get HBO Max for free.
Stop. I mean, I have AT&T, and just one line is 160. No, it's not even. It's 165.
You got to check out Cricket, man, because they're on the
$70. Wow.
And I'm thinking that's about changing the Patriot Mobile because they don't fund the people I like, don't like.
Mm.
And same price, $30 a month to learn.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, I got to be saving some money. All right, so I just sent you a text. That's from me putting it in through Google. If you click on that, it shows local splash, California. It types in exactly the same. And it's literally the first one that pops up.
My first priority is to get this phone changed out. No, let me go to the link. Send it to 214-837.
Hold on. 214-837. 8103.
Okay,
let me do that right now.
So I'm clicking on the text message, but it just wants to copy it or share.
If it has that same issue, just copy and paste, I guess, at that point. But here, I'm going to try to send it. I'm sending it to that phone right now. Just sent that.
To a browser. No.
Still not lying.
Documents.
I don't know, man. That phone.
What's y'all's address?
Here, I'll get in. I'll send you the address right now. Or actually, I could just go ahead and do it for you. Hold on 1 second. Right, cap out and go. Let's see if I can go ahead and give it to you through this way instead. All right, 10175 Slater Avenue.
Saturday, Friday, yeah. No, today's Thursday.
Yep, what, today's Thursday.
Yep. Slater Avenue.
Fountain Valley, California.
Zip.
Actually, I don't know my own zip. I think I believe it's a 101. No, that's our address. Let's see if I can get the zip in there. 92708.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm on the phone right now with you, so.
Yeah. You're okay.
So I can't. Check the text message.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. That's okay. I want to make sure I have this here. And we make sure. I just needed to fill out a few things. I'm glad I got you on the phone here anyway. So we already went over how we're doing the background check and everything like that. Yeah, sure. Sure. He's another.